Shalom to all! Today we're learning with Sachs Arachin, Perik Zayn Mishnah Hei, and Perik Ches Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah Aser being learned with Chos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zecher Vayn Rezivu Hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing somebody being Makdish, their Steachuza. And here we have an interesting case. The Mishnah tells us, Halkech Sadeh Me'aviv, a person buys a field from his father, and then Mesaviv, his father died, V'achach Gdisha, then he was Makdish it. So I read his Steachuza, it's like a regular Steachuza, even though he had bought it after his father died, now it's considered Yarshing it. It's like he's inheriting it. It's a classic Steachuza. So when he's Makdish, this Steachuza of his, has all the regular dinim of Steachuza. However, what about the following? Higdisha of Achakach Mes Aviv. He had bought the field from his father, then he was Makdashid, and only then his father died. So I read Kistay Mikno, the Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, like a Stay Mikno, which you had mentioned very briefly previously, has different dinim than a Steachuza. A Stay Mikno is just a field that you bought off of somebody, and if you're Makdash that, when Yevah comes, it does not go to the Kaihanim. And according to Reb Meir, this is considered a regular Stay Mikno. He had bought it from his father, then he was Makdashid, and only afterwards his father died. However, Reb Yehud, Reb Shimon, they say kisteachuza. It's like a regular steachuza. And why is that? Shnemar, because the pasuk tells us ve'im esdei miknasai asher loim steachuzasai. If it's a stei mikno, which is not a steachuza, what do we learn from here? Sada she'ina reuya liya steachuzasai. The dinim that this pasuk is referring to is talking about a field that is not able to be a steachuza. It's just talking about a regular field that was bought from a random person. Yaitze zu, but excludes this field that we just mentioned. She'hi reuya liya steachuza. It could be a steachuza because it was his father's field. Yeah, you're right. He bought it off of his father, so technically on paper maybe it's a stay mikna, but since it could be a stay achuza, if he wouldn't have bought it from his father, then he would have just inherited it like regular, so it has the regular dinim of a stay achuza. And here the Mishnah points out the big difference. Stay mikna ain't a yetzlo kan b'yovel. A stay mikna, a regular field that a person bought off of somebody random that he subsequently makdish, even if it wasn't redeemed, it does not go to the kohen b'yovel time. She'ain adam makdish davar she'ain shaloi, because a person can't be makdish something that's not really his. Now we have another din, kohen levi makdishim l'olam. Kohen levi, that they own a field, they could be makdish that forever. Even if it's an actual Yovel year, they're able to be makdish it, as opposed to a regular Yisrael, he's not able to be makdish a steachuza during a Yovel year. And also, v'gayam l'aylam, they could always redeem their field, bein lefnei Yovel, bein l'achar Yovel, whether it's before Yovel or after Yovel, as opposed to a regular Yisrael, after Yovel, he loses his chance to redeem his field. Now, the Parakhas, Mishnah Aleph, continue to discuss dinim of a steachuza, hamakdish hasadeu b'shasha'ina Yovel. If a person's makdish his field at a time when Yovel is not Noyeg. We had mentioned in the beginning of the previous parak that when a person is makdish their steachuza at a time when there is yovel, then for our purposes we're just going to say that's when the majority of Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. So then, when he wants to redeem it, it's based off of a set price, and that's per a certain amount that barley is able to be planted in. He redeems it for 50 silver shkalim. But what about during a time when yovel is not noyeg? So here, it just works off regular pidyon. It's redeemed for the value that somebody wants to pay for it. So Imrim Loy, the gizbar of Hektish, the treasurer of Hektish, tells the fellow himself who is makdish it, you start first. You make the opening bid. Why did they offer it to him first and then we just put it on open market? That's because Shabbailim Noisim Chaimesh, due to the fact that the owner has to pay an added fifth, V'chol Adam Eino Noisim Chaimesh, whereas a random person who's redeeming it doesn't have to give a fifth. So, for example, if the person says, I'm going to give $40 for the field, he actually has to pay 50 because that's an added fifth to the field, as opposed to if somebody else offers 40, he doesn't have to add on the extra fifth. And so it turns out that when the owner redeems his own field, Hektish is making more money. That's why they give him the opportunity to redeem his field first, because they're going to be making more money. Now we're going to have machlekes about this. There's a person who was makdish's field because of how terrible it was. It was such a poor quality piece of land. He just wanted to get rid of it, so he was makdish it. And Amrulai, so the Gizbarm of Hektish told him, you start with the opening bid. How much would you redeem your field for? And Omar, what did he say? It's worth an isser to me, which is a tiny little coin that's worth 8 prutas. That's basically saying, I'll give a dime for this field. And he's obviously trying to show how much the field is so not worthwhile for him. Now, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, Loyamar ze ela bekebeitza. This really had said, I'll redeem it for an egg. That's how much it's worth to me. And the reason why that would be okay is Shehektish nifne bekesef v'shav kesef. Hektish could be redeemed for either money or something that's worth money. And an egg is worth money, so technically it could be redeemed for just an egg. Now, Amar Loy, the gizmer of Hektish, told this fellow, Higiyoscha, it's come to you. That's great. That's the winning bid. Wonderful. You've just won your field back. Nimtza mafsid iser visadeu lefanov. Turns out that this fellow lost out on an iser. He lost out on the money he has to pay for his field, and now his field is in front of him. He didn't accomplish what he wanted to. He wanted to get rid of his field, and look at that. It's back at him, and not only that, he also had to take some money out of his pocket and pay for it. Now, what's a machlekes Tanakam Rav Yossi? This revolves around, is there a minimum that one is able to redeem their field for? As we had just mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that when a person redeems his own field from Hektesh, he has to add on a fifth. And according to Tanakama, that fifth has to be worth worth at least a pruta. And therefore, the minimum the bid could be is 4 prutas. And that way the chaimesh, the added fifth, would be 1 pruta for a total of 5. That's why the Tanna Kamma said that the fellow offered an iser. An iser is 8 prutas, and so the chaimesh is definitely more than a pruta. Now Rabbi Yossi argues that the chaimesh doesn't have to be worth a pruta as long as the redemption value offered itself is worth a pruta. So even the chaimesh, the fifth is not going to be a pruta, that's fine. And that's why Rabbi Yossi said that the fellow offered an egg. Now an egg itself is worth a pruta, but the chaimesh of an egg is not worth a pruta. So that's what the machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Tanna Kamma is. Bottom line is, according to both of them, the fellow lost out because at the end of the day, he was left with his field and is missing some money or an egg. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more discussions about this, about how to redeem a field in such a situation. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.